From Indiana Public Radio and Ball State University, this is The Scene, the show that captures live music right from our own backyards and brings it straight to you. I'm your host, Kyler Altenhoff, and this week we're doing our next installment in our Indiana Mainstays series, where we feature an artist or band that has been very prominent in the Indiana music scene and explore their history and how they developed as a performer. On this episode, we'll be featuring the artist Anna Ross. Hey Anna, how's it going?
It's going good, how are you?
I'm good. So Anna, tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get started in your music career?
Well, I started off playing the piano when I was around six, and then that developed into a love of popular music, and then I started playing the guitar and writing my own songs, and it took off from there.
That's awesome. When was your first public performance?
My first performance was probably the Kiwanis Idol competition at the Indiana Balloon Fest, and I was 11 when that happened.
Wow, that's pretty crazy. How was it performing at a festival like that at such a young age?
Yeah, it was kind of funny because I think a lot of the people were like 18 or 20s or so, but it was fun.
That's great to hear. So the first time we featured you on the scene was at the Midway Music Festival. What point was this in your career as a musician?
I had been performing for about 2.5 years, I think. And I got started because the Midway Music actually had a talent show in Bloomington. And then I competed in that and then became involved in more of their events.
So how many performances had you done at this point? Like, where was Midway in terms of the timeline of your career?
I actually counted this and I had 85 performances at that point.
Wow.
So, quite a bit.
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing. How'd you get set up with all these performances? Like, what kind of shows do you normally do?
Normally they're at things like the Bloomington Farmers Market, and just community events that already have a lot of performances and live music going on.
Gotcha. So on this episode, we're going to be taking a retroactive look at her performance at the Midway Music Festival. So we're going to be hearing a few of those songs, and then we're also going to be hearing some new music she's been working on. So the first song that we're going to be hearing is from the Midway Music Festival entitled Time We Have. What can you tell us about this song?
Yeah, the Time We Have is about a dance that happened at a summer music camp.
All right, let's give it a listen.
Welcome to the stage, our first act, Anna Ross.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for coming out. All of my songs that I'm going to be performing for you today are my own, and this song is called The Time We Have. It's Saturday night, all black and white, when you ask me to dance like you know that I'll say yes. And I've never danced with a boy before tonight. I've never danced at a dance in my whole life. Break the chains I have, and then you take my right hand, and suddenly we're dancing in some faraway land. And you keep your grip, our hands clasped like this, as you lead me through the motions. I just want this dance to last, don't want this night to pass. Feel like I'm losing fast, the time we have. Time we have. just want this dance to last. Don't want this night to pass. Feel like I'm losing fast the time we have. In another day I'll leave and then you won't see me. It'll be a dream the time we have.
That was a great song. The next song we're going to be listening to is Burn. What can you tell us about this one?
So Burn is my song for all the introverted people in the world. I wrote it because I'm like generally a very quiet person, but when I go and perform, then I have to, you know, overcome like the introverted tendencies that I have. And so this was my attempt to, like, try to burn away the part of me that's, like, shy and quiet when I'm performing.
All right, let's hear it.
All right, my second song for you today is going to be called Burn.
I only pass
Wow, another great song. All your lyrics are so deep and meaningful, and I definitely related that one on a pretty personal level, and it's definitely cool to hear your insight and hear what went into writing it.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. So the next song is Leaving Us Behind. What's this one all about?
Leaving Us Behind is my attempt to write like a happy breakup song. The relationship that I was in didn't work out, but I try to fixate on the fact that it was still nice for both of us in our lives.
All right, well, let's give this one a listen. Another really great song, and I think we can all relate to that one to some extent after hearing about what inspired that song. So the last song that we're going to be hearing from the Midway Music Festival is entitled When You Leave. What's the song about?
So I had a friend who is older than me, and so we would go on, you know, spontaneous adventures, and they'd text hey, do you want to go take a walk, or, you know, and so we hung out a lot, but I started thinking about what it would be like when they left, you know, because they're going to go to college. And so it was supposed to be, just a song about what would happen when, I wouldn't be able to hang out with them anymore.
Oh, wow. That's really special. It sounds like.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go ahead and give this last song from the set a listen.
Before the high kicks in, when we're racing up ahead. still shake when I look your way, will you stay? Will your eyes still see the hidden part of me when you leave? At the end of the world, you and I did roam. Time passed differently in different reality. At the end of the world, we discovered forest leaves are canopy, the sunset too soon. Will the heart still beat? Will my mouth still speak when you leave? Will my legs still burn? Will my mind still churn and we're adjourned? Will your hands still shake when I look your way when you stay? Will your eyes still see the hidden part of me when you leave?
Thank you.
Wow, another great song. I apologize for the interruption by that loud vehicle at the beginning. That's just one of the obstacles we go through with recording and mixing live music, especially outdoor venues. So, Anna, do you have any last thoughts on this performance?
Yeah, I'd just like to thank Midway Music for having me for their performance.
Yeah, and thanks to the Midway Music Festival for letting us record this show, too. It's very, very kind of them to allow us to record all their performances and then get to share it on the show like we are right now. Well, we're going to be taking a quick break, but be sure to stick around to hear some new music that Anna's been working on for an upcoming album. Stay tuned. This is The Scene from Indiana Public Radio, and you're listening to the next installment of our Indiana Mainstays series, featuring Anna Ross. The music we're about to hear is from an album that Anna just finished mixing and recording. What can you tell us about it, Anna?
Yeah, it's taken quite a long time to finish it, but I'm really excited for it. And there are 5 songs from the album that are already released as singles if you are interested in checking them out.
Awesome. That's great to hear. So obviously this pandemic has had a major impact on the music industry as a whole. How has it impacted your career so far?
Yeah, I haven't been able to go outside and perform nearly as much this summer, but I've been able to do a couple of virtual concerts, including actually one with Midway Music. They had a Porch Parties concert. And so I sat on my porch and I played my guitar and I sang and they live streamed it.
It's really cool to hear that you were still able to perform via live stream, even though there's no live music events happening, and that you were able to get this album finished. So, speaking of the album, the first song we're going to be hearing is entitled I Want You to Believe. Let's give it a listen.
You stumbled in my life and sparked a flame that will not die. Now it rages on inside my heart. You conjured a storm pouring down rain. It's flooded my mind ever since the hurricane. But I want you, 'cause you sparked a storm in me, so I you to be who you were meant to be.
That was a great song, Anna. And I'm a total sucker for strings, and I absolutely love the way you use them in this song. Did you have to hire instrumentalists, or did you know people to play the instrumental parts in this album?
Yeah, I had a cellist named James Jiang from the Jacobs School of Music at IU play on this song, as well as Danielle Priest on flute.
Awesome. All right, well, up next is the song My Love is My Religion. What do you have to say about this one?
Yeah, so I first have to... I guess apologize for the meaning that I told the Midway Music audience at the Rising Star competition. They asked me what the song was about, and I kind of gave them an answer that wasn't really accurate because I was, I guess, caught off guard by the question. But I will fix it here. This song is, I mean, I hope that it can mean whatever is best for your personal interpretation. But when I was writing it, I was writing about how my own like struggles with being raised Catholic and also equating how relationships can sometimes become like religious experiences almost.
Oh, wow. All right. It's very, very insightful.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I really like what you said, because I think that's kind of one of the beautiful things about art in general, but music as well, is how whatever the artist intended it for it to be can be interpreted in so many different ways. And, you know, we can connect with it in our own ways and share this experience of the art with other people and share these similar emotions through the language of the art. And like, we don't even have to have the same exact interpretation, and we can apply it to our own life and share these emotions with people that we don't even know.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's why I like writing songs, is because if I write about a certain experience, someone else doesn't have to have the exact same experience in order to relate meaningfully to it.
Yeah, that is one of the very beautiful things about music. So without further ado, let's give this one a listen. So you said you also played the song at the Midway Music Festival?
Yeah.
So did this, did the arrangement change at all from when you played it then?
Not really, but in recording it, I did add, you know, a lot of like sound effects and synthesizers and bass to make it more interesting to listen to.
Gotta spice it up, as they say.
Yeah.
So the next song is Since You Saw Me Last. What inspired this one?
Since You Saw Me Last is really inspired by knowing someone and then becoming out of touch with them. And Since You Saw Me Last was kind of a letter to that person if they decided to get caught up now. That's what I'd say to them.
All right, let's hear this one.
Changed much since you saw me last. I haven't slept well or taken a chance. I'd love you, but I could've. I haven't changed much since I saw you last. Now you sleep knowing that I didn't chance. I'd love you, but I would've. So times have changed, but I still miss you. Some nights I lie awake thinking of you. Do I still matter to you? It's been a while since I've dreamed of you. You've haunted me awake from far away. Someday I'll see you.
I'll see you.
It's been a while since you dreamed of me. I've haunted you awake. Are you over me? Oh, I hope, yeah, that you miss me too.
Miss me too.
So times have changed, but I still miss you. Some nights I of the green and blue. Do I still matter to you?
To you.
You and I, writing letters through time, recounting and retelling stories in our
Wow, I really like that song a lot, Anna. You have such a way with words and drawing people in with your music.
Thank you. That's what I hope to do.
Yeah, of course. So Sweet Song is up next. What makes a song so sweet?
Well, when I wrote Sweet Song, I was imagining wanting to hear someone play me some sort of lullaby because I couldn't get to sleep. It was really late at night. And it's also sweet because the song, a different version of the song, can be found on the Blooming Songs Building Blocks album. And Blooming Songs is a musical education program for young kids. And I recorded it with a local violinist, Philip Hammond, and my younger sister is singing on this song too. And so, yeah.
All right, let's give it a listen.
So sing a sweet song like a lullaby into the arms of night. Sing a sweet song like a lullaby into the arms of night. Sing a sweet tune of the melody that lives in your heart eternally. Sing a sweet tune of the melody that lives in your heart eternally. I'll sing a sweet song for you tonight, like I've loved you all this time. I'll sing a sweet song for you tonight, like I've loved you all this time. Sing a sweet phrase the violin plays till morning comes with sunshine rays. Sing a sweet phrase the violin plays till morning comes with sunshine rays. Sing the sweet sounds of the harmonies coaxing me away to sea. Sing the sweet sounds of the harmonies coaxing me away to sleep. I'll sing a sweet song for you tonight, like I've loved you all this time. I'll sing a sweet song for you tonight, like I've loved you all this time. Sing a sweet song like a lullaby for my soul to delight. Sing a sweet song like a lullaby for my soul to delight.
Wow. Again, such an amazing use of strings. Who was playing strings on that song?
Oh, that was Philip Hammond, the local violinist.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you, Philip, for that amazing performance. The next song we're going to be hearing is The Last Song to You. What can you tell us about this one?
Well, as the title implies, I had written several songs for this person or about this person, and this is the last song that I decided I would write about them.
Okay, well, that makes sense. All right, let's hear it.
I thought that was the last song I'd ever write about you. But it seems that I was wrong, 'cause this one forced its way through. Haven't seen you for months, and then yesterday you just casually looked right through me and had the nerve to just say, hey. Oh, I never said anything I wanted. Just know this truth, this is the last song to you. You can see that I've had countless conversations with you, but they're pointless 'cause I'm not really speaking to you. Of course they're in my head, but all you need to do to listen to me is to listen to my song to you. First choice for my song to you threw so much to the hurricane. You still see the hidden part of me when you leave, though I want you to, you're still too scared to believe. If I ever said anything, was the last song I'd ever write about you.
All right, so the next song is called Between Me and You. What do you have to say about this one?
Between Me and You, my parents like to joke that my songs are all sad. This is probably the only truly happy one on the album. It's just about daydreaming about being with someone. So.
Okay, let's give it a listen.
I flicked a glance across the room. My glance had chanced to land on you, startled by two blue skies set in a pair of eyes. My thoughts began a rapid pace. I shouldn't let this go to waste. The same way as last year we met and didn't live near. Though nothing ever happened between me and you, just in my own daydreams where I talk to you. We were laughing on the beach where the water was warm. We met right then and that was it. We got placed on different ships. I guess luck wasn't in our cards. It's fine, I'll trust the stars. Nothing ever happened between me and you, just in my own daydreams where I talk to you. We were laughing on the beach where the water was warm. We were lying on the couch waiting out the storm.
So the next song we're going to be hearing is entitled Skin. What's this one about?
So Skin is about how I've noticed a lot of people in life are just like shy or just not confident. And so it's supposed to be about how we all just need to be more confident in our own skin and just not be afraid to be who we are.
Wow. All right. Let's hear it.
Shuffling your shoes, hiding under hoodies, eyes behind window panes. You're keeping quiet cause you don't think that anyone cares what you say. You walk shoulders hunched, hands jammed in your pockets cause you don't know how to act. You imagine whispers cutting like a sharp knife about you behind your back. Does anyone feel confident in their own skin? Am I the only one of us who feels like this? Is anyone brave enough? for everything you haven't ever done. Your heart is pounding in time to the song that's pumping through your earbuds. Does anyone feel confident in their own skin? Am I the only one of us who feels like this? Is anyone brave enough to break through? Am I the only one of us who knows how to? You bury your head inside covers of books, and I'm sure you imagine inside the classroom, everybody's judging eyes upon you. Does anyone feel confident in their own skin? You cover your face with a computer screen, and I know the feeling, but you can't seem to see. Everybody secretly longs to be you, while inside you and I long to be them too. Does anyone feel confident in their own skin?
Man, another great song. So the last song we're going to be hearing is called First Choice. What can you tell us about this one?
So First Choice was about how I unfortunately discovered through a friend that the person who I was in a kind of relationship with was not, didn't consider me their first choice. So I wrote a song about it.
Ah, yikes.
Yeah.
That can be, that can be tough. All right, let's go ahead and listen to this one.
Down the street, you were spotted by a friend of mine. Walking down the street, looking like a couple for some time. Like a couple for some time, she told me, and his girl looked like you. A couple for some time, she told me, walking down the street. So I suspect I've never been your first, for lack of better words, I've never been your first choice. In retrospect, I've never been your first, and the thought should kill a burn, cause I've never been your first choice. Messages are ringing up on your lock screen at once. Insistent texts are ringing up, and I bet she's behind each one. Yeah, she's behind each one. So you quickly tap out your words to her. She's behind each one of the messages ringing up at once. So I suspect I've never been your first, for lack of better words, I've never been your first choice. In retrospect, I've never been your first, and the thought you'd kill or burn, cause I've never been your first choice. So you talk circles around me, tiptoeing in spirals the whole time. I know that she and you aren't going anywhere, but I'm a pleasantly surprised. So you hid behind the things you did and things you said. You know you really could have stood the chance of telling me the truth and all of it. So I suspect I've never been your first, for lack of better words, I've never been your first choice. In retrospect, I've never been your first, and the thought should kill or burn, cause I've never been your first choice. heartburn, cause you've always been my first choice. Never been your first, no, I've never been your first, no, I've never been your first choice.
Wow, I really can't wait to hear this album when it comes out. So who recorded and mixed this album?
Yeah, so Steve Sobiech at Wisconsin Cheese Studios recorded almost all of the album, and he mixed all of the album. And Michael Bruner recorded My Love Is My Religion.
Okay, awesome. So when did you say this one was coming out? Do you have like a release date yet, or what's the word on that?
Yeah, we don't have a release date quite yet, but I'm sure it's going to be available sometime in mid-October.
Awesome. Great to hear. So where can people find other music you've published?
Yeah, I have music available at my website, annaross.com. That's AnnaWrasse.com. And also I have music released on Apple Music, iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, and a lot of other websites, music streaming services.
Awesome. Well, thanks again, Anna, for being on the show. It means so much to us that you take your time to share your story and experience about your time in the Indiana music scene.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on your show.
Yeah, of course. This is a new series that we've been doing that we just started up this season, and it's really cool to have an artist hop on Zoom and do a remote interview such as this. So moving on, what advice do you have for aspiring performers out there?
Advice to performers and maybe just anyone in general is to just do what you want, because there's nothing that's really stopping you except for maybe yourself, and work hard and be authentic.
Well, I think a lot of people could use that advice, to just be yourself and be authentic. Do you have any specific advice with regards to the Indiana music scene in particular, based on your experience you've had so far?
I think as long as you network and keep working hard to put yourself out there, which is just true of any music scene, you'll go far.
Awesome. Well, yeah, thanks again, Anna. This has been Anna Ross on the next installment of our Indiana Mainstays series. Major support for the scene comes from the Vice President of Information Technology at Ball State, Ball State's Music Media Production Program, our underwriters, and listeners like you who support the local public radio station. Our show is produced entirely by Ball State students. Myself, Chase Carter, and Chris Golab are the show's producers and engineers. A special thanks to Midway Music Festival, who let us record this week's artist. To find out more about the bands and venues we feature on the scene, visit our website, indianapublicradio.org/the scene, where you can learn more about the program and listen to our episode archive. Again, that's at indianapublicradio.org/the scene. Also, if you'd like to keep up with what we're up to next, follow our Facebook page. Just search for The Scene from Indiana Public Radio. And find us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is @thescene on IPR. We're also on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you might find your podcasts. Give The Scene from Indiana Public Radio a search to add us to your favorite podcasting app. This has been another episode in our Indiana Mainstays series. Thanks for being with us, and join us again next time to hear what's happening in the scene, here on the scene.
It's Saturday night, all black and white. When you ask me to dance, like you know that I'll say yes. And I've never danced with a boy before tonight. I've never danced at a dance in my whole life. You break the chains I have and then you take my right hand. And suddenly we're dancing in some faraway land. And you keep your grip, our hands clasp like this, as you lead me through the motions. I just want this dance to